Yeah, welcome on to the call. The head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Rob.
2-0 start for the Spiders, 38-14 win down at Elon on Saturday. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, I'm proud of our guys. I mean, anytime in this league you can go on the road and get a win. We haven't had much success against Elon in our previous 3 years, and to get a win down there was huge. But obviously, you know, the game hinged on, they had three turnovers. We scored 21 points off of them. They had it in the red zone. They cut the lead in the third quarter, and they drop a ball to a wide open wide out that would have cut that thing and really made it a pretty tight game. So, I mean, I think you got to – I mean, you can't turn the ball over, and you got to score when you get opportunities to score. And the bottom line, you know, they turned it over three times, and we scored three times, and that was probably the difference in the game.
First question for you this morning from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey Russ. Just wanted to ask you a little about your running game. Aaron Dykes and Smith and Joe – contributing in the running game too. It's been pretty balanced with those three running the ball. Is that kind of the idea? Is that what you guys want to do?
Yeah, we like both Aaron and Savon. They're good players. They run hard, tough kids. They've got a lot of ability. And then you add Joe in there with it. And, you know, we give Joe 12 to 15 a game. And, you know, it makes it, it takes some of the burden off those guys. You know, it's hard. Those guys, you know, they're getting their 60 yards, 55, 60 yards between the two of them. And, you know, again, it was tough sledding in there again this week. You know, Elon did a good job of making every yard we got pretty tough. You know, I think we had, you know, really one big pass play on them for a touchdown. We got Leroy Henley open, and but you know, it was, we had to grind it out. We had some long drives, took some time off the clock, converted some fourth downs, converted a lot of third downs, and somehow we kept on track. We didn't get, you know, we had a couple penalties to put us off track, and obviously we had to punt in those, but when we kept it on track as far as getting in manageable seconds and manageable thirds, you know, we could drive the football down the field. So, and obviously Aaron and Joe and Savon, you know, Bo came in and ran the ball. Bo English came in and ran the ball good and effectively. So, you know, those four guys are going to have to carry the load.
Yeah. As far as this weekend, do you have any idea if you'll play JMU or not, or too early in the week to tell? Do you have any idea about that?
Well, I guess you have to ask James Madison that one. I'm not over there. So we're planning on playing. We're prepping today, and hopefully we can play the game. But right now, you know, our COVID test today came out negative. So we're moving forward, which is a good thing. You know, we got to get through Wednesday and Friday, obviously. But I think that's a question for James Madison.
Totally fair. And then just last one, I wanted to ask you about two of your D-line coaches. You have Jeff Hansen, who was at JMU for a little bit recently, and Sam Daniels, who was at Bridgewater College, which is right up the road here. What have those two done to help you out this season?
Thrilled to have both those guys. You know, we had originally Jeff had kind of retired, and we were going to bring him on as a volunteer assistant. And he was ready and willing and able and excited to come move back to Richmond and help us out, help his alma mater out. We lost a coach, and then I made the decision that we would go with two D-line coaches and make Jeff a full-time coach. We lost our other D-line coach to Southern Miss. And, you know, we interviewed four or five guys and identified Sam as the guy, and really thrilled to have him. Great energy. I remember when he was a player there. And so those guys are doing an excellent job, and thrilled to have them.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Greg.
Russ, your next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Coach Huseman, if I could stay on the defensive side, before the season started, you lost one of your co-defensive coordinators, leaving Justin Wood as the defensive coordinator. If you could talk about that transition and how Coach Wood has done in your view so far, because the numbers have been great.
Yeah, he's done an excellent job. A tremendous football mind, a coach, coaches the guys up the way they should be coached up. You know, he's doing a really nice job, but obviously, you know, it's not a one-man show. I think all our defensive assistants have really brought a lot to the table and given him a lot of help there too. And I think they're working really well as a group, no question about that. But Justin's a bright young coach, and he's got a tremendous future ahead of him.
Why do you think he was ready for that role by himself this year?
Well, I had two good ones in him and Rod West on the staff when Adam Brathwaite left. And as soon as Adam left, I knew that those two guys were very, very knowledgeable. And I thought the right thing to do was make them co-coordinators. At the time, you know, either one of those guys could have been the coordinator, the sole coordinator, but I just felt like it's the right thing to do to make them both coordinators and take care of people in your program. And that's kind of what we did. And then when Rod left to go to Appalachian State, you know, I knew that Justin could handle. I knew when we hired both those guys as co-coordinators that either one could. And then when Rod left, I knew Justin could do the job really well.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Russ, I think most people around the league and at FCS know how good Tyler and Tristan are at the linebacker spot, but Xavier Marshall, 5 tackles and an interception at that linebacker spot. Just talk about his performance and where he fits with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of gone back to a little bit of 4-3 with a little bit more of an outside linebacker type. Last year, we played with a dime the whole time. And we made the decision to go to the 4-3 and incorporate outside linebackers. And part of that reason was because of Xavier and his skill set. And another guy, Noah Holmes, who's splitting time there too. Both of those guys are really good football players. Noah had a sack in that game. So that position, obviously, you know, Xavier was really good with the interception, 5 tackles. He actually, you know, there was one late in the game there or in the third quarter before we got him to fourth down. You know, he's in the open field with a pretty good running back and got him on the ground. And then they had to go for it on fourth down there. And then he made another nice third down stop along with the interception. So, and then obviously Noah had a couple tackles and then the sack. So that position has been very productive for us. And we're going to continue to roll both those guys there, both redshirt freshmen. And they have really good skill set, can run. Do everything we're asking them to do there.
Got a question from Steve Buckhans. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Coach, can you just explain the philosophy about using 2 quarterbacks?
Well, we came into the season, Steve, saying that we were going to play a lot of people, and we have. We've played many players, multiple snaps in meaningful situations. We made that decision and we stuck with it, and we're going to stick with it. We made the decision leading into this that Bo was going to come in the second quarter because we felt like it's the right thing to do. Bo came in and I think he was 5 for 5 throwing the football, had some really nice runs, came back in the fourth quarter. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to play multiple players. I think part of that is, that, you know, you're going through a spring of CAA schedule and then planning on playing in the fall. And I think Chuck may have said 17 games in a short amount of time, you know, for us to put 60, 70 snaps on people in the spring and then come back and go 60, 70 in the fall. I didn't think it was the right thing to do. You know, so we made the decision. Now, we're thin on the offensive line, but we did play 7. We played 2 young guys, a lot of snaps that normally we probably wouldn't have. We played Tom Ely at center and took really good player Clayton McConnell out and played Gavin Lamp at tackle and took another really good player out at offensive tackle, and they both, I think, played almost 30 snaps each in that game. So we've made the decision we're going to do it. Probably a lot of people in this league have made that decision to play a lot of people, and we're going to do it. We're going to stick by it.
Thank you.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for taking time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, see you guys.
All right, take care.